الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Farewell to the month of Ramadan. Excellence of Salat على النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. The beloved and blessed Nabi صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم said, Allah عز وجل sends 10 mercies upon the one who recites Salat أي درود one time upon me. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد. Reciting couplets in farewell to Ramadan is permissible. If there is no Shari prohibition on the couplets composed in farewell to the month of Ramadan, then it is mubah and permissible to recite and to listen to them. However, it is necessary to make good intentions in order to earn reward. The more the good intention one makes, the more a reward he will be able to gain. 12 intentions about farewell to the month of Ramadan. Number 1. I will get advice by reciting or listening to the couplets in farewell to the month of Ramadan. Number 2. I will develop love for Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam and for the month of Ramadan. Number 3. I will have motivation for good deeds. Number 4. I will develop the mindset of refraining from sins. These intentions will only be valid when the couplets being recited are in conformity with Sharia and contain useful advice. Number 5. From time to time till the last moments of the blessed month of Ramadan, I will keep trying to shed tears, seeking forgiveness in the divine court. Alas, what will become of us? The Holy Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, deprived is the person who found Ramadan but was not forgiven. If not in Ramadan, then when will he be forgiven? Vasita Ramadan ka ya Rab, hame tu baksh de, nekiyon ka apne palle kuch nahi saman hai. Forgive us for the sake of Ramadan, O Lord. We have no good deed to present in your court. Number 6. I will attend the ijtima of farewell to the month of Ramadan with the intention of maintaining and enhancing enthusiasm for good deeds. This is because enthusiasm for good deeds is enhanced among the pious in the blessed month of Ramadan. Number 7. Many people refrain from sins in divine fear, but alas, as soon as the blessed month of Ramadan ends, non-observance of Islamic teachings prevails once again and a decrease in the number of salah offering people is experienced. Alas, masajid look deserted. With these feelings in my heart and with the intention of refraining from the non-observance of Islamic teachings as well as that of yearning for the reform of others, I will bid the blessed month of Ramadan farewell, trying to raise divine fear in my heart. Number 8. Wishing to be blessed with the month of Ramadan the next year and intending to perform more and more good deeds in it, I will bid farewell to the month of Ramadan this year with tearful eyes. Number 9. The pious predecessors would get grieved at the end of the blessed month of Ramadan. Therefore, I will copy the pious. Number 10. I will gain blessings by attending the ijtima of the Almighty fearing Muslims. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, these types of faith-refreshing ijtima'at can be seen in the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Number 11. Since some of the couplets recited in farewell contain prayer for rectification of deeds, good end and forgiveness, etc., I will attend the prayers said in the form of couplets. Number 12. Since those reciting or listening to couplets in farewell to Ramadan are usually blessed with weeping in devotion to Allah Azza wa Jalla and Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam and in love for the month of Ramadan, I will try to weep in love for Allah Azza wa Jalla, Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam and good deeds. One who has the knowledge of intentions may make even more intentions.
Hai sagge attar badkar kahil reh gaya ye ibadat se ghafil isse khush ho ke hona rawana alwada alwada ramadan.
Alas, sagge attar is evil doer and lazy. He remained heedless of worship. O Ramadan, get happy with him before you leave him.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Offering congratulations on arrival of Ramadan is proved by Sunnah. Commenting on the part of the hadith,
Atakum Ramadanu shahrun mubarakun,
i.e. the month of Ramadan has come, which is greatly blessed. A renowned commentator, a great thinker, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, stated on page 137 of the third volume of his book, Mirat,
the word barakat, ay baraka, means sitting or getting firm.
For the same reason, the stable of camels is called mubarakul ibli, i.e. the place where camels sit and are tied. Moreover, the increased goodness that does not disappear is now also called baraka. Since the month of Ramadan contains the blessings that can be felt as well as the blessings that are in ghaib, it is also named the Mubarak month. Naturally, there is blessing in the sustenance of the Muslims in Ramadan, and reward for every good deed is increased 70-fold. Or even more. Thus, this hadith shows that rejoicing and offering congratulations to each other on the arrival of Ramadan is proved by Sunnah. Obviously, when you rejoice over the arrival of something, you should also grieve over separation from it. Look, when nikah terminates, Sharia requires that the woman grieve over it. Hence, on Jumu'atul Wada, i.e. the last Friday of Ramadan, most Muslims are mournful and tearful. Those delivering sermons this day deliver some sentences in farewell to Ramadan so that the Muslims value the remaining days of Ramadan and attempt to spend them performing more good deeds.
Kohe gham aashikon par para hai, har koi khoon ab ro raha hai, keh raha hai ye har gham ka mara, alwada, alwada, ah Ramadan.
Devotees are grief-stricken and are shedding tears of blood. Every grieved person is saying farewell to Ramadan.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Heart sinks in grief of Ramadan. Dear Islamic brothers, how great the month of Ramadan is. When it arrives, the Muslims feel overjoyed, experiencing a different lifestyle. Muslims attend masajid and derive great pleasure from acts of worship and recitation of the Quran. Besides, how wonderful the moments of sahar and iftar are. This blessed month showers rain of mercy upon the Muslims, giving them good news of forgiveness and freeing sinners from hell. In the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, countless devotees of Rasul perform itikaf for the entire month and thousands for the last 10 days in countless masajid around the world. During itikaf, sunnahs are taught to them. They have motivation for good deeds and a hatred towards sins. They are blessed with fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla and devotion to Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Well, whether a mutakif or a non-mutakif, everyone gains the blessings of Ramadan. Muslims express their love for the month of Ramadan in different ways. When the last days of Ramadan approach, the heart of the lovers of Ramadan, especially those of the mutakifin, sink in grief of Ramadan.
قلب عاشق ہے اب پارا پارا، الوداع الوداع آہ رمضان، کلفت ہجر و فرقت نے مارا، الوداع الوداع آہ رمضان. Meaning the heart of the devotee has torn into pieces. He is stricken with grief of separation from the month of Ramadan, and hence he is saying farewell to it. My heart is sinking. Alas, the sacred month is going to be separated from us. Regrettably, we are going to lose the spiritually uplifting environment and get stuck in the complicated matters of the world. Alas, once again, we will soon have to go to the marketplaces, the places of heedlessness. Alas, we will very soon be missing the blessings of itikaf and the merciful atmosphere of Ramadan. These types of thoughts fill the hearts of the lovers of Ramadan with grief. Tere aane se dil khush hua tha aur zauke ibadat bara tha. Ah, ab dil pe hai gham ka ghalba. Alwada, alwada, ah Ramadan. Meaning, when Ramadan came, my heart had become happy and my enthusiasm for worship had grown. But now my heart is overcome with grief, and hence I am saying farewell to Ramadan. Tearful eyes. One feels greatly sad when he thinks about his heedlessness during the days of Ramadan and about his carelessness during the acts of worship. One feels deep fear in his heart, thinking that our beloved Lord might be displeased with us due to our misdeeds. At the same time, one also pins hopes on the infinite mercies of Allah Azza wa Jalla. There is a mixed feeling of fear and hope. At times, when one hopes for the divine mercy, the withering flower of his heart blooms, bringing happiness on his face. And sometimes, when one is overcome with divine fear, his heart sinks, bringing disappointment on his face and tears in his eyes. Kuch na husne amal kar saka hoon, nazar chand ashk mein kar raha hoon, bas yahi hai mera kul asasa, alwada alwada ah Ramadan. Meaning, I have not succeeded in performing any good deed. What I can present are only a few drops of tears, which are the only asset of mine. Hence, I am saying farewell to Ramadan. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. What is the guarantee of my life? Devotees of Ramadan feel deep anxiety, thinking that the blessed month of Ramadan will certainly come the next year, but we do not know whether we will remain alive or not. Jab guzar jayenge mah giyara, teri aamad ka phir shor hoga, kya meri zindagi ka bharosa, alwada alwada ah Ramadan. Meaning, after 11 months, Ramadan will arrive again with its glory, but there is no guarantee of my life. Hence, I am saying farewell to Ramadan. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. A saint rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stated, people of previous ages prayed for being blessed with Ramadan even 6 months before the arrival of Ramadan, and for the next 6 months after Ramadan they would pray for the acceptance of the acts of worship they performed in Ramadan. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Feelings of lovers of Ramadan on the eve of Eid. During the last days and moments of Ramadan, If any lover of Ramadan gets sad and sheds tears in love and grief for Ramadan, feeling that he spent Ramadan in heedlessness, so this is also an excellent deed. He also deserves being rewarded for his good intention. No doubt countless sinners are forgiven in the blessed month of Ramadan, but we do not know what decision was made about us. Certainly, the heedless Muslim, deprived of forgiveness in the month of Ramadan, was deprived of an unimaginably great blessing. The beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, رَغِمَ أَنْفُ رَجُلٍ دَخَلَ عَلَيْهِ رَمَدَانُ ثُمَّ صَلَحَ قَبْلَ أَنْ يُغْفَرَ لَهُ. May the nose of the person get dusty who finds Ramadan, which then passes before he is forgiven. May hai ji churata hi raha rab ki ibadat se, guzara ghaflaton mein sara ramadan ya rasul allah, main sota reh gaya ghaflat ki chadar taan kar afsos, khuda ra meri bakhshish ka ho sama ya rasul allah. Meaning, alas, I continued to avoid worshipping the Lord. I spent entire Ramadan in heedlessness. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I kept sleeping, wrapped in the shawl of heedlessness. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Motivation for grief over separation from Ramadan. Sayyiduna Shaykh Shu'ayb Harifish rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was a Sufi saint from Cairo, Egypt, who resided in Makkah and passed away in 810 AH, i.e. more or less 625 years ago. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, stated, O people, get sad about separation from Ramadan, because it's the season, i.e. the month, in which you are blessed with rain of mercy, and your prayers are answered. Ja fida tujh pe nana e Hussain, kalb hai gham zada aur bechain, dil pe sadma bhara ja raha hai, hai tarpa ke Ramadan chala hai. Meaning, may I sacrifice my life for you, O the grandfather of Hussain. Grieved and anxious, my heart is sinking. Alas, Ramadan is leaving. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Why shouldn't one weep in separation from Ramadan? Sayyiduna Shu'ayb Harifish rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh stated, my brothers, why shouldn't we have motivation for the siyam and qiyam, i.e. fast during days and worship at nights in the month of Ramadan? Why shouldn't we have wistfulness, i.e. sadness about separation from the blessed month in which all the sins of the bondman are forgiven? And why shouldn't we cry over separation from the blessed month that takes with it the opportunity of performing a lot of good deeds? خوب روتا ہے ترپتا ہے غم رمضان میں جو مسلمان قدردان و عاشق رمضان ہے. Meaning, the Muslim who values Ramadan and is a lover of it cries and grieves greatly over separation from it. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد. Demise during sermon on last Friday of Ramadan. Mentioned here is a parable quoted with amendments from pages 96 and 97 of the 649-page book Hikayatein aur Nasihatein, published by Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawat-e-Islami. A saint, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, stated, on the last Friday of Ramadan al-Mubarak, I attended the gathering of Sayyiduna Mansur bin Ammar, who was delivering a speech on the excellence of the Siyam of Ramadan.
night worship and reward to be given to sincere worshippers. The speech was so effective that it seemed as if it caused fire to emerge from hard stones. No doubt, by Allah Azza wa Jalla, it is possible. The Almighty said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Wa inna min al hijarati lama yatafajjaru minhu al anhar. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And of stones, for there are some from which rivers gush forth. However, everyone remained motionless in his gathering, and no one showed remorse, i.e. shame, on his sins. Noticing this situation, he said, O people, is no one among you going to cry over his faults that he has been made aware of? Isn't it the month of repentance? Isn't it the month of seeking and of being granted forgiveness? Are the doors of paradise not opened in this month? Are the doors of hell not closed? Are Satans not imprisoned in it? Does the rain of benevolence and blessing not shower? Does Allah Azza wa Jalla not reveal His specific attribute in this blessed month? Are 1 million sinners not freed from hell every night at the time of iftar in this month? What has happened to you? Why are you depriving yourself of great reward and are proud of wearing the dress of disobedience? That is, why do you not perform good deeds and why do you commit sins? Allah Azza wa Jalla has said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, أَفَسِحْرٌ هَذَا أَمْ أَنْتُمْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. So is this a magic, or are you unable to see? He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, then said, all of you should repent and seek forgiveness in the court of the Almighty. So all the attendees started weeping and wailing. In the meantime, a young man stood up and respectfully said, O my master, please tell me if my siyam have been accepted. Will the acts of worship I performed at nights in Ramadan be recorded along with those people whose acts of worship have been accepted? I have committed so many sins. I have ruined my entire life committing misdeeds. Alas, I remain heedless of the day of punishment. Listening to it, Sayyidina Mansur bin Ammar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, O boy, repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He Azza wa Jalla has said in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Wa inni laghaffarun liman taba. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And indeed, I am most forgiving for him who repented. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, then ordered a person to recite the ayah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَعْفُو عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ. And it is he who accepts repentance from his bondsmen and pardons the sins. Hearing it, the young man let out a scream and said, although I was fortunate enough to be blessed with the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla, yet I continued to commit more and more bad deeds. I did not return from the wrong path. Time has passed and I do not know when Allah Azza wa Jalla will forgive me. The young man then let out another scream and passed away. Having narrated this parable, the author stated, my brothers, why shouldn't we cry over the separation from the month of Ramadan? Why shouldn't we regret at the end of the month in which forgiveness is granted? Why shouldn't we grieve over separation from the month in which sinners are freed from hell? Kar rahe
تجھ کو رو رو کر مسلمان الوداع، آہ اب تو چند گریوں کا فقط مہمان ہے. Meaning, Muslims are tearfully saying farewell to Ramadan, which will come to an end very soon. واسطہ رمضان کا یا رب ہمیں تو بخش دے، نیکیوں کا اپنے پلے کچھ نہیں سامان ہے. Forgive us for the sake of Ramadan, O Lord. We have no good deed to present in your court. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد.
Demise in divine fear at last night of Ramadan. Here is a parable of a pious bondwoman who spent the month of Ramadan performing acts of worship and bearing hardships for it. She eventually passed away at last night of Ramadan. Listen to it and get madni pearls of advices from it. Sayyiduna Muhammad bin Abu Faraj rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stated, "During the month of Ramadan, I needed to buy a slave girl who could cook food for us. When I reached the marketplace, I saw a slave girl whose face was pale, body was thin, and skin was dry. Having pity on her, I bought her and brought her to my home. I then said to her, 'Pick up this pot and let's go to the marketplace to purchase necessary things for the month of Ramadan.' Listening to it, she said, 'Oh my master, it was as if the people I was with before spent their life in Ramadan, i.e. those people would keep Nafal Siyam in abundance besides the Far Siyam of the month of Ramadan, and they would remain busy with worship day and night.' Listening to it, I realized that she must be a pious bondwoman of Allah Azza wa Jalla. MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, during the blessed month of Ramadan, she performed worship whole nights. The last night I said to her, 'Let's go to the marketplace to buy necessary things for Eid.' So she asked, 'O my master, will you buy things for ordinary people or for extraordinary ones?' I said, 'Explain, what do you mean?' So she replied, 'Ordinary people need famous and delicious food, but extraordinary people need living apart from people, remaining free to perform worship, gaining the closeness of Allah Azza wa Jalla by offering nafal salah, and showing humbleness and helplessness in the divine court.' Listening to it, I said, 'I mean to buy necessary food items.' She asked again, 'Which type of food?' 'That which is the nutrient of bodies or of hearts.' I said, 'Explain what you mean.' So she replied, 'Nutrient of bodies includes food and drinks, and nutrient of hearts includes giving up sins, getting rid of your faults, enjoying beholding your beloved and getting pleased with the fulfillment of your wish. In order to get these things, you need humility, piety, presence in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and absolute trust in Him, apparently as well as innerly. You also need to give up arrogance.' She then stood up and offered salah. In the first rakat, she recited the entire Surah Al-Baqarah and then started Surah Ali Imran. In the same way, one after another, she continued to recite surahs until she reached the 17th ayah of Surah Ibrahim. 'بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يتجرعه ولا يكاد يسيغه ويأتيه يسيغه ويأتيه الموت من كل مكان وما هو بميت وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِ عَذَابٌ غَلِيظٌ. Translation from Kanzul Iman: He will sip it with much difficulty, and there shall be no hope to swallow it. And death will approach him from every side, and he will not die. And an intense punishment is after him. She tearfully continued to repeat the same ayah until she fell on the ground, unconscious. When I shook her, I saw that she had passed away. May Allah Azza wa Jalla have mercy on her and forgive us without accountability for her sake. Ameen bi jahin nabiyyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dast basta iltija hai, hum se razi ho ke ja. Bakshwana hashr mein, haan tu maahe ghufran hai. Assalam e maahe ramadan, tujh pe ho laakhon salam. Hijr mein ab tera har aashik hua bejaan hai. Meaning, O Ramadan, you are the month of forgiveness. With utmost humility, we request you to get us forgiven on the day of judgment. O Ramadan, may millions of salam be upon you. It is as if each lover of yours is lifeless because of being separated from you. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Shari proof of farewell to the month of Ramadan. Reciting and listening to the couplets composed in farewell to Ramadan is indeed an excellent deed. It is neither farz nor wajib, nor is it sunnah. Instead, it is only mubah and permissible. A mubah deed is the one that earns neither reward nor sin. If performed with a good intention, a mubah deed turns into a mustahab and reward-earning deed. Hence, it is a reward-reaping deed to recite and to listen to the couplets in farewell to Ramadan with good intentions, such as feeling shame on sins and carelessness, and intending to spend the next Ramadan performing good deeds. Replying to a question asked about Khutbatul Wada, i.e. the farewell sermon, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi stated, the farewell sermon is mubah itself, and every mubah deed, if performed with a good intention, turns into mustahab. However, if it contains any sharia prohibited thing, such as mixed gathering of males and females, or considering the farewell sermon to be wajib or necessary, or women reciting the couplets so loudly that men will hear them, or reciting sharia contradicting couplets, so the ruling on it may range from makruh to haram. Although the way farewell is said to Ramadan these days is new, there is no harm in it by Sharia. Remember, one cannot be blamed for doing or not doing a mubah deed. The revered and renowned Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, halal is that which Allah azza wa jalla declared halal in his book, and haram is that which Allah azza wa jalla declared haram in his book. And that which is undeclared is forgiven. Commenting on the part of the hadith, and that which is undeclared is forgiven, a renowned commentator, a great thinker, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stated, that is, the things which were not declared halal or haram, neither in Quran nor in hadith, i.e. they were not even mentioned anywhere, so those things are halal. The books Mirqat, Ashiyatul Lamat and Lamat state that the hadith shows that the things undeclared in Quran and hadith are halal. For example, eating a mango or an orange or spicy rice or sweet rice or sweets or using cotton or wool are all mubah deeds. Similarly, the sweets distributed on the occasion of Milad and Fatiha are all halal. Why? Simply because the Quran and Hadith
did not declare these things to be haram. This is an Islamic principle applied in most situations. Certain things are mubah. The respected father of Allah Hazrat, Ra'isul Mutakallimeen, Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi stated, certain things are mubah, i.e. if there is no harm in doing or missing any deed by Sharia, so it is mubah and permissible by Sharia. In order to get detailed information about the principle, i.e. certain things are mubah, please study the book Asulur Rashad, page 99-116. Promoting good practices is permitted in Hadith. Reciting and listening to the couplets in Farewell to Ramadan causes an effect on hearts, making a person realize the importance of Ramadan, remember his misdeeds, and develop the mindset of repentance. Therefore, it is something excellent. Without doubt, a blessed Hadith has granted the permission of introducing good practices in religion till the Day of Judgment. The beloved and blessed Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, if a person promotes a good practice in Islam that was acted upon after him, so he will also get its reward like the reward of those acting upon it without any reduction in their reward. And if the one who promotes an evil practice in Islam that was acted upon after him, so he will have its sin like the sin of those acting upon it without any reduction in their sins. Aashiqane mahe Ramadan ro rahe hain phoot kar, dil bara bechain hai afsurda rooh o jaan hai, daastane gham sunaye kisko jaakar aah hum, ya Rasulullah dekho chal diya Ramadan hai. Meaning, the lovers of Ramadan are bitterly weeping with a heavy heart and anxious soul. Whom should we tell our tale of woes? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, look, Ramadan is leaving us. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Listening to Farewell to Ramadan arouses enthusiasm for repentance and good deeds. The Caliph of Allah Hazrat, a commentator of Quran, the author of the commentary book Khazainul Irfan, Allama Mawlana Mufti Sayyid Muhammad Naibuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, was also asked a question about reciting couplets to the Farewell to Ramadan. He Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh gave a wonderful and skillful reply, showing deep well-wishing of the Ummah. Enthusiasm for call to righteousness, yearning for the reform and well-being of the Muslims and wisdom of Islamic rulings. Mentioned here are some of the passages of the question and the reply along with explanation. Question: on the last Friday of Ramadan, a farewell sermon is delivered in which virtues and blessings of Ramadan are mentioned. Moreover, the attendees show wistfulness and regret at the end of the blessed month in which they might not be able to gain a treasure of good deeds. Furthermore, they are motivated to perform good deeds in future and are inspired to spend the remaining days of Ramadan performing acts of worship in abundance. Listening to this sermon, the Muslims weep bitterly, repenting of sins and intending to perform good deeds in future. Is the above deed permissible or not? Some people prevent others from reciting the farewell couplets. Reply: Allama Mawlana Mufti Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali replied to the objections raised by those preventing from the sermon. Here is a summary of his reply. Those preventing have no shari proof of prohibition, nor can they show even a single hadith or jurisprudential clause to prove impermissibility. These people follow their own invented way. They mix their personal opinion and thought with religion and declare anything they wish to be impermissible merely on the basis of their own thought. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, further stated, how can the farewell sermon be impermissible? What is the thing that Sharia requires but the sermon misses? Nothing. What is the thing that Islam prohibits but the sermon contains? Nothing. Advising the Muslims in one of sunnahs of sermon, showing wistfulness and sadness about missing good deeds during the past days of Ramadan al-Mubarak, showing shame and regret at spending the blessed days in heedlessness, realizing one's carelessness at the end of the blessed month, and getting alert and active in future, motivating and encouraging the Muslims to perform good deeds are all excellent ways of advice. And saying farewell to Ramadan in this manner contains very useful advices. It causes the attendees to sob who are blessed with repentance. They seek forgiveness in the divine court and make a firm intention to perform good deeds in the future. Islamic jurists have declared this type of advice a sunnah. It is stated in Fatawa Alamgiri, Al-Izzatu wa Talkeed, Ashiruha, the 10th sunnah of the sermon is to give advice, i.e. call to righteousness. 9 Madni pearls obtained from the above fatwa. Number 1. Reciting and listening to the couplets in farewell during the last days of Ramadan causes grief and sadness about missing good deeds, which is something very fine. Number 2. Farewell to Ramadan is a means of regretting spending the blessed days of Ramadan in heedlessness. Number 3. It makes a person realize his carelessness in the past days, arousing enthusiasm for good deeds in future. Number 4. Farewell to Ramadan is an excellent way of creating interest among the Muslims in good deeds. Number 5. Farewell to Ramadan in this manner serves as a very useful advice. Number 6. Farewell to Ramadan helps the Muslims repent of sins sincerely and shed tears in the divine court. It can easily be observed in the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. One can himself observe these blessings by attending farewell to Ramadan. Number 7. During farewell to Ramadan, people ask forgiveness in the divine court. Number 8. By the blessing of farewell to Ramadan, a large number of Muslims make a firm intention of performing good deeds in future. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, many fortunate Muslims stay steadfast in their intention. Number 9. Advising the Muslims during sermon of Jumu'ah is a sunnah, and reciting Al-Wada during the sermon is a way of acting upon the same sunnah, that is, the manner in which farewell couplets are recited in the present age is not a sunnah, but it is based on the fact of advising the Muslims, which is proved and sunnah. Remember the fatwa of Allama Maulana Mufti Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, is related to the recitation of farewell during the sermon of Jumu'ah. However, in addition to occasion of the sermon of Jumu'ah, the benefits and blessings of reciting farewell can also be gained on other occasions, such as Salatul Salam after Salatul Jumu'ah on the last Friday, after Salatul Asr during the last days of Ramadan, or at any other time. Farewell couplets in Qutb-e-Ilmi. Qutb-e-Ilmi was once a famous and favorite book in Hind. It contains a very sad farewell to the month of Ramadan. My master, Allah Hazrat Maulana Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, gave the introduction of the author of Qutb-e-Ilmi in these words: Maulana Muhammad Hassan Ilmi Barelvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh was a correct beliefs holding Sunni Muslim, an Islamic orator and a preacher, a eulogist, i.e. one who praises the holy Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and a student of my forefather, i.e. the grandfather
Maulana Raza Ali Khan, saying farewell to the blessed month of Ramadan in the sermon of Jum'atul Wida, contained in his collection of sermons, Qutb-e-Ilmi, the author stated, Al-Wada'u, Al-Wada'u, Ya Shahra Ramadan, Fatahassaru ala itmamihi, Wata'assafu ala ikhtitamihi, Al-Wada'u, Al-Wada'u, Ya Shahra Ramadan. Farewell, farewell, O month of Ramadan. O people, express wistfulness and regret at the end of this month. Farewell, farewell, O month of Ramadan. In the same book, he has also included Urdu couplets in Farewell to Ramadan. Mentioned here are 12 couplets. Listen to them and shed tears in grief of Ramadan if possible. Afsos tu rukhsat hua, mahe mubarak al-wada. Afsos tu rukhsat hua, mahe mubarak al-wada. Ro ro ke dil ne yu kaha, mahe mubarak al-wada. Muddat se the hum muntazir, shukr e khuda aaya tu phir. Phir haif jaldi chal diya, mahe mubarak al-wada. Dozakh ke andar bil yakin tha qaid shaitane lain, momin azabon se bacha, mahe mubarak al-wada. Parta tha sunnat koi jab ya koi parta mustahab, pata sawab ik ajr ka, mahe mubarak al-wada. Jo farz ada tujh mein kare, ajr usko 70 ka mile, tha yum O rahmat se bara, mahe mubarak al-wada. Aasi e roza dar par, pohonchayegi jab nare sakar, ban ke sipar lega bacha, mahe mubarak al-wada. Ab kuch hai paashe nazar, aankhon mein ashk aate hain bar, karta hai dil aah o baka, mahe mubarak al-wada. Tu ma istighfar ka aur ta'at e ghaffar ka, kuch bhi na hum se ho saka, mahe mubarak al-wada. Ghar zist hai phir payenge, warna bahut pachtayenge. Tu ab hai rukhsat ho chala, mahe mubarak al-wada. Rukhsat se hai dil pur alam, furqat se jaan par sakht gham. Shiddat se hain ranjo ana, mahe mubarak al-wada. Tarif kya koi kare, khali nahi hai fazal se, roz aur shab subo masa, mahe mubarak al-wada. Ilmi na ki kuch bandagi, az bas ke hai shirmindagi, wa hasrata, mahe mubarak al-wada.
Important ruling on sermon. It is stated in the book Bahare Shariat, delivering sermon in any language other than Arabic or using any other language in addition to Arabic during the sermon is contrary to, i.e. against a sunnat e mutawarisa, i.e. a sunnah that has always existed. Likewise, couplets should not be recited during the sermon even in Arabic. However, on occasions one or two advice containing couplets may be recited. There is no harm in it. Therefore, if one wishes to recite any type of couplets, including the ones in Farewell to Ramadan in Urdu, he may only recite them either before the sermon or after the salah. Madani parable related to Farewell to Ramadan. Before joining the Madani environment of Dawood-e-Islami, a young man from Babul Madina Karachi was spending his life like ordinary youths. He did not have the mindset of offering salah, nor did he have an Islamic appearance. He was wasting the precious moments of his life in heedlessness. In 1999, he took the examinations of metric, then vacation started. After some days, Shab-e-Barat arrived and Kanzul Iman Masjid was inaugurated in his area, i.e. Dalmiya, where six nawafil of Shab-e-Barat were offered after the farz and sunnah of Maghrib salah. Then, in the blessed month of Ramadan, he along with the devotees of Rasul was privileged to attend the congregational itikaf organized by Dawat-e-Islami in the same under construction masjid. By the blessing of the itikaf, he learned a considerable amount of religious knowledge. On the last day, farewell was recited at the end of the month of Ramadan. Devotees of Rasul were overwhelmed. He also experienced the same feeling and continued to cry for a long time. Islamic Brothers made him sit to eat dinner, but he continued to sob. He was then blessed with adorning his head with the turban. Since then, he has been associated with the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. He travelled with many Madani Qafilas and attended the three-day Sunnah inspiring Ijtima held in Madinatul Awliya, Multan. At the time of writing this parable, 4th of Rajab al-Murajab 1438 AH, he has been rendering his services as the Imam of a Masjid for 4 years. He also teaches academic subjects, mathematics and English at Jamiatul Madina, Fizane Muhammadi Gulshane Mamar Karachi. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, at the time of writing these words, he has been privileged to attend the congregational itikaf at the Global Madani Markaz Fizani Madina 3 times. Moreover, at the time of writing these words, he is also a divisional level responsible Islamic brother of the Education Department of Dawat-e-Islami. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.